The South Shore's Morning News continues. I'm Rob Hackelow with the morning team. It's time now for our Tech Talk segment. And David Snell joins us every week at this time from Act Smart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
Good morning to you, Rob.
All right, so this is a great follow-up here as Microsoft responding to a story that we just talked about.
Exactly. And it seems that they actually listened to what everybody in the industry was saying. So they've made some changes to Recall, which is that new feature coming up in Windows 11. And because of that, they had to actually pull their latest Windows 11 release preview build because it has built into it some of the Recall features. So they pull that build. They've taken a step back, and that what was going to be the default by turning Recall on for everybody, mm-hmm. it's now going to be disabled.
Wow. Okay, imagine that. Okay. And that's something we discussed last week. So maybe just to remind people, what was the intention of Recall? And we can say why it ended up being so controversial because of what it could do or what it does.
Yeah, what it actually does. Yeah. The intention is to actually save screenshots of everything you do on your computer every few seconds so you have a history to go back to in case you've forgotten something or want to remember where you were or something that you've done.
Yeah.
Which is, it's probably a good thing for some folks. The problem is that it's not a good thing for everybody because even though it's good for keeping records of what you do, it's choice data for a target for cyber criminals.
Yeah. So it'd be like having a photographic memory, you know, Recall.
Exactly.
That would it'd be like, oh, what did I have on my screenshot? What was I doing? Well, it would be there. But the thing is, we don't want those that are looking for data, thankfully, to have access to your brain yet. But this, in essence, would.
This, in essence, would be. This would be what we're believing this is going to be, what Microsoft is attempting to do, and Apple as in the same frame. Mm-hmm. Their Recall is one of Microsoft's version of a personal AI. So imagine everything you do on your computer, it's recorded and indexed in order to build our own personal assistant on our computer. So that would make this AI so much more effective because it's being built on your data.
Yeah. In theory, it does seem like it would be a good idea. I always wonder this too, David. I mean, this must come up in the meetings. Do you think sometimes they just try to see how far you can go? And, you know, with a lot of things, you say, okay, well, let's just put it out and see if there's a lot of pushback. And then we get ready? I mean, do you think in this case they didn't expect that?
I think they didn't expect it because they didn't expect the uproar from their security people in the industry because that's what it was. It's security. It's a big security challenge. And, you know, when you turn something on automatically and make it difficult to turn it off for the common everyday user, it's not a good feature.
No, and you're right. I mean, obviously, those in the security business wouldn't like something like this. Obviously, it affects what they do. And so, yeah, okay, so in this case, it's more of like, you know, if you and I were driving by the Microsoft house, not so much attention, but maybe you get somebody who's in the security industry, they're pushing back. It was enough for them to listen. But in any event, it's good for us.
It's good for us at this point in time. I don't think this feature is going to be bad, but I think it needs to be thought a lot more thoughtfully on security and privacy.
Mm. Wow. Well, it's interesting to follow how quickly this kind of evolved and it got some attention. So it's kind of good news, though, that they're going to retool it then. Or is that what the plan will be?
That's what the plan is going to be. They're going to go back. They're going to turn off some of the default stuff so that you'll have to turn it back on. It's going to slow down the adoption of the product of Recall, but I think the slowing down in some cases is better than just moving full steam ahead, as you just said, without really thinking of the consequences.
Mm. Wow. Where are we going to go with the future with the AI and security?
And look, so Apple just announced their play on words, Apple Intelligence, or their AI, and they're doing the exact same thing on the iPhones with Siri. So you're going to have your own personal assistant in your pocket. Now, I'm not sure what's going to happen if you lose that personal assistant, but if all the data is there, we've got to be very secure and private about that as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see Elon Musk was saying that, you know, if it's true, if it goes that way, everybody's got to put their iPhone into, what was it, a Faraday cage when they come into the office. But he wrote that yesterday. But, you know, he's got some concerns. And so a lot of people do, I guess, when it comes to security and you know, how are we going to navigate this with AI? And I guess we don't know yet.
We don't know yet. It's a work in progress for all of us. But with the Elon Musk portion of this AI challenge, he worked with and built up the first AI, ChatGPT, and now he's in the business of building another one with a $6 billion investment. So he's going to want to have his AI involved in everything, not somebody else's.
Ah, yes. Okay. Well, we'll be following along, and I'm sure we'll be talking about it. The latest on this one, though, with Microsoft making this decision, you can read about it in the latest blog that David's got up. And, David, where can people go to read it?
Sure can. Go to xsmartit.com and click on the blog link, and we'll keep everyone updated on this as we move forward with generative AI.
Oh, boy. Things are changing by the minute. All right. xsmartit.com. David Snell is here with us every week. Thank you, David.
Have a great day, Rob.
You too. xsmartit.com. xsmartit.com.